Hello to all of my noobs. Welcome to season 2, episode 2 of the Paperback Noob. How are you all? Do a body scan. Check in with yourself. How are you? Are you in pain? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling like writing? If you're not, that's okay. That probably means you need some more self-care. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate all of my noobs out there. Today I thought we would spend a little time processing pain and how to transform that pain into beautiful and deep pieces of writing. So what made me think about this is last week I got a text message from my mom, and it was very much out of the blue. My mom never texts me in the morning. My family, including myself, we're not morning people. So it's very rare that my mom will just shoot me a text message early in the morning. So I figured something was up. So I opened up the text message, and sure enough, my mom let me know that my childhood dog, Lily, had passed away. And it was pretty shocking and sudden, and especially for my parents, who were the ones that, you know, found her. So it's been a grieving process, and we're all still kind of going through our own form of grieving. And part of my grief process is I'm not a crier. So the way that I process grief and the grief that I've felt in the past for, you know, family members that have passed away and that sort of thing, I don't cry it out. I typically use writing as my medium for grieving. And again, there's no wrong way to grieve, and there's no timeline for grief. However it comes to you, maybe it is writing. Maybe it's crying. Maybe it's going to a therapy session and talking about the grief. Maybe it's you just don't want to talk about it. Maybe you distract yourself. Whatever your grieving process is, follow your gut. My gut was telling me that I needed to write something. I needed to externalize that pain. So I thought we'd go ahead and read the blog post that I have on my website right now, thepaperbacknoob.com. And I want to read to you about what my dog taught me about energy. Today, I received a text message from my mom. She was straight to the point that my childhood dog, Lily, had passed away this morning. Lily became a part of our family at age 16. She lived a long pup life. I haven't cried yet. I have endless energy in my system pulling in all directions. The text message alert dinged right after a high-intensity interval workout. My plan for the day was to work out, get my own 5-year-old pup walked and fed, get ready for work, and head to the office for 5 sessions with my clients, along with an abundance of paperwork to be completed. None of the tasks have changed, yet the energy within me has altered. I shifted from a task-oriented mindset to slowing my pace and letting myself feel. Work distracts and numbs. I get paid to listen and reflect, but how often am I listening to my authentic self needs? How many times do I let myself slow down and put my energy into what truly matters? How often do I allow myself to care about my thoughts, feelings, and behaviors without feeling a pang of guilt that I didn't put my energy towards someone or something else? The answer to all of the above questions is the same. I don't give myself enough attention. Yes, it took a pretty morbid event for me to come to this realization, but it doesn't matter how I came to the conclusion. What matters is I'm mindful. So what has Lily taught me? In life, it's crucial to wag your tail when you're happy, to sleep when you're tired, to play, to jump, run, and eat with wholeheartedness. She taught me to use my energy mindfully and purposefully. Lily was never numb or distracted, and never had an agenda. She taught me that it is okay to feel without a care in the world. Rest easy, Lil. And that was a piece of writing that came from somewhere. It was this grieving process that I was feeling. I just had finished a workout. I had this to-do list in my head, and I had to get to work. And at the same time, I have this energy shift because of that text message. I had this change in the agenda for the day. And this is just a reminder to all of the noobs that it's okay to have your to-do list, But when you make that to-do list your priority over your self needs, over the grief that you need to process and work through, over maybe it's not even grief over someone that passed, maybe it's grief over the job that you don't like, or the friend that you're having an argument with, or something of that nature. My dog taught me to be mindful and purposeful and to feel and to be carefree. And that's something that I know I need a reminder of pretty often. And this kind of pain, whether it be the death of a dog, whether it be the death of a person, whether it be some other painful or tragic event in your life, there are ways to create art out of it. Am I saying that this is a dire need for attention? No. Am I saying that this is therapeutic? Absolutely. It can be. So one thing that I've been experimenting with is having a to-do list each day. And I have a whiteboard that's sitting in my room right now, and it has about 10 different things on it. My partner walked in and saw it, and he goes, "What is that? Why do you have so many tasks? That seems like a lot." And I looked at him and I said, "You know, I'm not really sure why I pack so much into the week." So I experimented and I wanted to see what it was like to have an agenda. And then this week, I'm going to erase all the tasks on the whiteboard and see what it's like to not have an agenda, to just do things as they come, to just use my memory and my skills to remember what I need to do and do it. And if, you know, I don't get to it, I don't get to it. Let me tell you how the last 2 weeks went with the to-do list. The last 2 weeks have been insane. They've been hectic, and I cannot stop staring at the whiteboard with the unchecked boxes that I have next to all of the tasks that I didn't do. Why didn't I do these? Mainly time. Didn't have time to get to them. Another reason is I was being lazy on some of them. I didn't want to get to them. There's an unfinished book on marriage and family therapy that I'm halfway through that I haven't finished. That was something that I put down on my list. So I'm betting on myself that these next 2 weeks, without an agenda, without that whiteboard staring at my face every day, that it's going to be a little bit easier for me to get through the next couple of weeks. So give that a try. See what's best for you. When you think about your to-do list, about your energy, about mindfulness, about purpose, check in with yourself. Do you really need a to-do list? Do you really need an agenda every day? Do you really need to check the boxes off? Now, responsibilities, taking into consideration the responsibilities that you have to get to, like work, and if you have children, taking care of your children and that kind of thing, of course, you probably have chores. However, if you can stray away from this idea that we always have to be doing something, I think that there is more meaning in life. I think that there can be more art, more creativity, more space for writing, more space for doing the things that you love, more space for having energy to be mindful and to be peaceful and to be calm. I know for myself that when I look at that whiteboard and I see all of the unchecked boxes, it causes anxiety, it causes stress, it makes me feel that I'm not good enough. So I just want to send a reminder out to all the noobs. Number one, you are good enough, even without an agenda or to-do list. And number two, you have the to-do list in your head. Just be mindful. Check in with each moment. And if you are going through something, if you're going through some pain, if you're going through some grieving or mourning, use that. Use that energy and put it into your art form, whether it be writing, whether it be painting. Maybe it's you go out for a jog. Use that energy and externalize it, because it can be very helpful to process it one way or another. Anyway, that's my rant for the day. I look forward to episode 3. Thank you so much for listening. Checking out now. Let's keep writing.